I am Shaylin. I am 9 years old, and I would like to chase my dream of changing the world for others.
I'm McKinley. I'm 9 years old, and I want to be an orthodontist.
These are the voices of fourth grade students in Mosinee, Wisconsin. These students had no school on Thursday because over 90 teachers from their district called in sick. The teachers are saying no to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's budget repair bill. If passed, the bill will effectively take away all collective bargaining rights from teachers and other public workers. Stacy Stenz is a mother of three and a special education teacher in Mosinee. Stenz has been in Madison, Wisconsin, rallying against the bill with tens of thousands of teachers, students, and other union workers since Thursday. Stenz says, along with teachers, students are the ones who will be hurt by the budget repair bill if it passes.
We know these kids. We're not the politicians in other buildings. We're right with those kids every single day. We understand state standard scores. We understand the testing element. We understand multiple differences in our classrooms and how to adapt for them. And it doesn't seem like our voice with the direct reach we have with kids is making a difference. And that is sad. To me as an educator for 16 years, my family coming from educators, my grandmother, my aunt, to hear them not appreciate our voice in a matter that's so strong to the nation, to the country, to our communities individually, it saddens me. And if I have anything, and the Horton hears a who, I have a voice, and I'm going to use it. And the more of us come together, the stronger that voice will be heard by those that have to hear it. The pink kangaroo right now in our capital is not listening. We have to make them listen.
At the rally, people carried signs saying, "Scott Walker, stop bullying us." And Scott Walker, 100% of teachers are more educated than you. Paul Novinsky is a teacher and the president of the Mosinee Teacher Association Union. Novinsky says basic human rights are at stake in Wisconsin.
Every person, no matter what their sex is, what their religion is, what the color of their skin, any of that stuff is about. This is about basic human rights. And what I get really bent out of shape is I'm watching on the TV people tell me, oh, the average worker pays about 25% of their health care bills. Guess what? This is what the problem is. Every American citizen should be able to go to work, have a fair salary based on their education, their job experience, their job, and it should be negotiated. And that's everybody. It isn't private. It isn't public. It should be everybody.
Novinsky says there are many misconceptions about the benefits and salaries that teachers receive.
We understand we're in a budget problem, but the state of Wisconsin teachers and some employees have been under what's called a qualified economic offer, which limits our salary, and it's been doing it since 1993. So I think people need to understand, since 1993, we have been limited in salary already. So for us to say, well, it's your salary and pension and benefits that have caused this problem, no. There's been a limit for almost 17 years on what teachers can get in the state of Wisconsin. So don't talk about money. I mean, this is not an issue about money. This is an issue about Scott Walker wanting to take away basic rights from a select group of people, and it's politically motivated and it's union busting.
He says he's impressed with the amount of solidarity people in Wisconsin are showing.
We have every union, even unions that are excluded in this bill. And there are two major unions that are excluded in this bill. The firefighters and the police are excluded. They have come to support us and say that the brotherhood of people that have the ability to collectively bargain should not be messed with.
Other teachers, like Tricia Splinter, are simply thankful to people across the nation who are supporting Wisconsin teachers.
I still realize the amazing impact of people working together for the betterment of everyone. And I think that's what people need to remember, is that united we rise and divided we fall. If we only have one person telling us what to do, that's really not democracy.
Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Berkeley.